This is the Morning Crunch Wrap for Tuesday, May 14th, 2019. I'm Nate Darling, and here's what caught my eye this morning. A lighter story that might make you feel good, unless you hate the Patriots. Julian Edelman finally graduates as a 13-year senior. Edelman now was drafted into the NFL before he got his degree at Kent State, but the reigning Super Bowl MVP didn't let his graduation promise go unbroken. On Saturday, he walked with his fellow graduates. He just did it more than a decade after his freshman year. He tweeted, "This Saturday, I will be walking with my fellow Kent State graduates, completing what I started back in 06. I want to set a great example for my daughter and complete a promise I made to my parents over 10 years ago. To my fellow Golden Flash graduates, congratulations. Hashtag let's go." New England Patriots tweeted some video of him doing the walk and tweeted, "Congrats, Jules." He then tweeted after the ceremony, "Kent State class of 2019, we did it. Hashtag 13-year senior at Kent State University Library." Tom Brady, not to be outdone, tweeted, "Congrats on 14 years of college. That's got to be another record for you." Kent State football, "Here's something out of nothing, a big something for Julian Edelman. Hashtag flashback Friday. Congratulations on completing your degree." And they posted some video of him playing back at Kent State. Going back to college and finishing up that degree, a man who probably doesn't need the money still went ahead and did it. Let's crunch it. Let's wrap it. Let's crunch wrap it. I know there are a lot of Patriot haters out there, and okay, I get it. I completely get it. They keep winning. It's infuriating. You think they cheat. This is kind of a cool thing. I mean, does Julian Edelman really need a degree? The answer is no, probably not. He's made a pretty good living in the NFL for about a decade. He's got name recognition. He should be, if he hasn't had some sort of mismanagement of his funds, he should be okay for the rest of his life in terms of finances. But at a certain point, he's going to retire from the NFL. And when he retires from the NFL, he's going to be in his mid, maybe late 30s. And then he's got the rest of his life to look forward to. He's got 30 years of what is traditionally working life in the U.S. And he's also got a kid that he can say, look, if something is hard, don't give up. Push through and do it, even if it's a lot of work, even if it's not glamorous. Because him getting his degree is not glamorous. To spend the time in his off season and in his off hours studying and doing all of this stuff, that was not glamorous work. Nor was the time he spent in the weight room and all of the other prep work that he does for football. But it's just another example of that. Plus, he gets to fulfill a promise he made to his parents. And I'm sure that has to make them feel good to have their son go, look, I made you a promise and I followed through on it. Because for a parent, it means we did good. We did good. He's an honorable person in terms of that. But the other side of it is, because he has these 30 plus years of quote unquote working time left, he's got to find something to do with himself. And maybe he doesn't want to go the quote unquote traditional route of being a football executive, or maybe he does. And maybe this degree is going to help him with some information and things that he wouldn't have had before. Basically, what it does is it gives him that extra opportunity to do something else, to not necessarily earn a living, but be fulfilled and be part of something else. And there's a good lesson in that for everybody. You don't necessarily have to complete your degree. If you didn't complete your degree and you're working and you love what you do, that's your decision. That's what you want to do. But I think it's kind of cool that he went back and finished up. And I think it's also pretty cool that Tom Brady felt the desire to bust on him. So that's what friends do. So it's really just kind of a feel good story all around. Of course, unless you hate the Patriots, in which case you're going to be mad because you don't care about Julian Edelman and you're tired of his face. Either way, Congratulations, Julian Edelman. You done good. And it only took you 13 years. And that is your Morning Crunch Wrap.
Can I get some attention? There is something I need to say to all those passing by outside this little room where I've been staying. But the door is bolted and the window's locked. I'm weaving through the glass to get somebody's full attention, but they all just move too fast. Hey, I got a thing to say. Can you hear me through the glass? I got some useful information about your future in your past. Hey, I got something to tell you. Can you hear me through the door? I got some useful information that will satisfy your soul. Looking through the keyhole. Hey, mister, you look like you're up for a conversation. Got a minute or so. Take a look at this computation. I got it all figured out. It's all 2 and 2 is 4 and 4 is 8. Everyone listen up now, 'cause we are running late. Hey, I got a thing to say. Can you hear me through the glass? I got some useful information about your future in your past. Hey, I got something to tell you. Can you hear me through the door? I got some useful information that will satisfy your soul. Hey, I got a thing to